Old Professor Flash's first law of economics is that the time to beware of a pretty woman is not when you're flush of cash. Well, you know what she's after and what's her bankroll, more or less. But when you're short of the scratch and she offers to set you right, because that ain't natural, and God knows what she's up to. I learned this when I was 14, and one Lady Geraldine, a high-spirited Hebe 10 years my senior, lured me out in a punt with the promise of a crown if I minded her clothes while she went bathing. In all innocence, I accepted. I haven't seen that 5 bob yet, because the randy baggage had to shell out all her loose change to buy the silence of the grinning water bailiff, who caught us unawares in the reeds, where she was teaching me natural history after her swim. I had the presence of mind, even at that tender age, to clap me breeches over my face and so avoid recognition as I fled. But you take the point. I had been misled, in my youthful simplicity, by a designing female who played on my natural cupidity. Ever since, when they've dangled rich rewards before me, I've taken fright. If the case of Mrs. Phoebe Carpenter was an exception, well, she was a clergyman's wife, and you don't expect double-dealing from a wide-eyed simperer who sings Come to Jesus in the choir. I don't know why I bothered with her. Yes, I do, though. Shaped like an Indian Nautch dancer under a muslin, blue-eyed, golden-haired, and with that pouting lower lip that's as good as a beckoning finger to chaps like me. She reminded me rather of my darling wife, whom I hadn't seen in more than 3 years, and was getting uncommon hungry for. So, reading the invitation in Mrs. Carpenter's demure smile, and having 10 days to loaf in Hong Kong before my ship sailed for home, I decided to have a cast at her. It was a dead and alive hole in 60, I can tell you. And how else should a weary soldier pass his time?